Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We've got a busy session to unpack and plenty to look for on Friday, June 13th, 2025. What's the broad feel for the market right now?
Well, Thursday, June 12th, saw the S&P 500 up a modest 0.4%. The Nasdaq and Dow also saw slight gains, around 0.2%. But small caps, they lagged a bit, with the Russell 2000 down 0.4%.
So large caps showing some resilience. What's driving this? Still that fear of missing out after the rally from the April low?
Exactly. Participants are hesitant to sell aggressively. We saw some early pressure from, you know, a tougher stance on trade from President Trump and those renewed geopolitical concerns in the Middle East. But that was largely offset by some rate cut friendly economic data.
The data. Let's dig into that. The May Producer Price Index, or PPI, came in cooler than expected, up just 0.1% month over month. And jobless claims?
Continuing claims jumped by 54,000 to 1.956 million. That's a level we haven't seen since late 2021. So this data really strengthened the market's rate cut expectations for September. It helped the market rise off its lows at the open.
Interesting. And how did that play out in the sectors? Any clear winners or losers?
Definitely. Eight sectors finished positive. Tech was strong, up 1%, only outdone by the lightly weighted utility sector, which jumped 1.3%. Oracle, ticker ORCL, was a huge boost for tech, soaring over 13% to a fresh record after a strong earnings report and solid guidance.
Oracle really lit up the boards. What about the downside? Any notable laggards?
Communication services took the biggest hit, down 0.6%, though it's still a leader for the month. Industrials also lagged, down 0.2%, partly weighed down by Boeing, ticker BA, which fell nearly 5% after that unfortunate Air India 787 crash.
Right, a tough day for Boeing. And treasuries, what was the action there?
Solid gains in treasuries. The 10-year yield fell 6 basis points to 4.36%, ending just below its 50-day moving average. That strong 30-year bond sale certainly helped the long bond.
Got it. Now, looking at the broader market sentiment from other analyses, SPY and QQQ seem to be in a bit of a stabilizing pattern, right? Volume has been decreasing.
That's right. It suggests waning momentum, possibly consolidation. For SPY, resistance is around 603.72, with support near 602.39. QQQ is facing resistance near 533.70 and support around 532.60. Both are hovering near their short-term moving averages, so it's a bit of a neutral trend, with a slight upward bias for QQQ as it tries to hold recent gains.
And VXX, the volatility index? Seeing some spikes there.
Yes, indicating some increased investor apprehension. That typically has an inverse effect on SPY and QQQ. Heightened VXX could lead to more defensive positioning.
Makes sense. In terms of sector performance over the last 30 days, energy XLE and healthcare XLV have shown resilience and positive momentum. Any thoughts on why?
Energy gains might be linked to fundamental support in commodity prices. Healthcare often sees stable investor interest as a defensive play during uncertain times. We are seeing some rotation, though, with investors perhaps reallocating from growth-oriented sectors like tech, XLK, and communications, XLC, which have shown signs of tapering momentum.
So a mixed bag, but leaning towards selective defensive plays. Looking ahead, what's on the economic calendar for Friday?
Just the preliminary University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index for June at 10 a.m. Eastern. The consensus is for a slight uptick to 53.0 from 52.2. That'll be one to watch.
Indeed. Now, there was a key takeaway from the PPI report. While the cooler headline reading was good, upward revisions to April's numbers offset some of that positive impact. Still, the year-over-year core PPI decelerating to 3.0% from 3.2% is a positive development, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. That deceleration in core PPI is encouraging. And on the jobless claims, that jump in continuing claims to levels not seen since late 2021 does invite questions about labor market strength. It seems laid-off workers are finding it harder to get new jobs quickly.
So the overall market tone feels, what, cautiously bullish? Some reports suggest the percentage of stocks over their 50-day moving average is bullish, but with a note of caution.
That's a fair assessment. The market showed early strength after that cooler May CPI report earlier in the week, but then saw some profit-taking. Energy led gains amid those Middle East tensions and a sharp crude oil rally, while consumer discretionary and materials lagged, likely due to tariff concerns.
And tech and healthcare still showing strong momentum? I saw mentions of Microsoft, CrowdStrike, and B1 Medicines as leaders.
Yes, MSFT, CRWD, and ONC are definitely names showing relative strength with volume-backed momentum. Financials and energy are a bit more mixed due to those tariff uncertainties. Volatility remains pretty subdued, which is consistent with a cautious but constructive environment for equities.
Let's shift to some company-specific news. Lovesac, ticker LOVE, had a rough day, down about 18%. They beat on Q1 EPS, but what happened there?
Investor disappointment. Pure and simple. They reaffirmed their full-year 2026 guidance instead of raising it. The outlook for EPS of 80 cents to $1.36 and net sales of $700 to $750 million was in line, but the street wanted more, especially after the EPS beat. It signals caution amid those persistent headwinds in the home furnishings sector, which is highly promotional right now.
So even though they managed costs well, with SG&A as a percentage of sales declining, gross margin took a hit?
Exactly. Gross margin contracted by 60 basis points to 53.7%. That was mainly due to a 230 basis point decline in product margin, driven by increased promotional discounting to counter that category softness. They did see some cost savings in transportation and warehousing, but it wasn't enough to offset the discounting.
Any bright spots for Lovesac?
Omnichannel comparable net sales growth of 2.8% was a positive. That signals market share gains against a furniture category that declined by high single digits. Product innovation like their EverCouch platform and the Sactionals reclining seat drove customer engagement, but conversion rates were tempered by cautious consumer spending.
So they're navigating a tough environment. What about other earnings? Oracle, ORCL we mentioned, beat by 6 cents and also beat on revenues with inline guidance. That was a big positive.
Huge. America's Car-Mart, CRMT, also beat expectations. Cardinal Health, CAH, raised its fiscal 25 EPS guidance. On the other hand, Oxford Industries, OXM, guided Q2 EPS below consensus and lowered its full-year guidance. Simulations Plus, SLP, issued downside revenue guidance. So a mixed bag on the earnings front overall.
Let's touch on some of the broader news flow. President Trump's comments on trade seem to get a lot of attention, willing to extend the July 8th tariff deadline, but also talking about sending take-it-or-leave-it letters to trading partners.
Yes, and China affirmed the trade deal announced by the Trump administration, according to Reuters. Meanwhile, those tensions in the Middle East continue, with reports that Israel is considering military action against Iran, possibly with U.S. logistical support. That's definitely something keeping traders on edge.
And the unfortunate news about the Boeing Air India flight AI-171 crash. That had an immediate impact on BA shares.
It did. A very sad situation. On a more positive corporate note, AMD continues to make waves. Collaborations with Infobel and Crusoe, a partnership with Oracle for AI workloads, and involvement in a Saudi AI cloud project with Cisco. Micron also announced its HBM 3E memory will be in AMD's upcoming Instinct MI350 series.
Tech and AI news continues to dominate. Coinbase also active, with a new card on the Amex network and a partnership with Shopify for stablecoin payments. And Microsoft is reportedly working on a Copilot AI tool for the Department of Defense.
Lots of movement in the AI space. And a significant FDA approval for UroGen Pharma, ticker URGN, for their treatment for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. That's a big win for them.
Absolutely. Okay, let's pivot to some specific trading ideas. We're seeing some analysis pointing to continuation breakouts. Tech and healthcare, again, seem to be the focus. What names are popping up there?
Microsoft, MSFT, is one. Is showing strong support levels with increasing volume, suggesting a continuation of its upward trend. Key support is around 479, with resistance targets at 481.50 and 482.70. An entry near 479 with a stop slightly below 478 could be a play.
CrowdStrike, CRWD, also on that list, despite some recent volatility?
Yes, CRWD. Technical indicators suggest potential recovery. Support around 480.50 with targets at 483.50 and 485. A stop below 480 would be prudent. Adobe, ADBE, is another one showing consolidation patterns with increasing volume, hinting at a breakout above 415, eyeing 416.50. and Enphase Energy, ENPH, despite a recent dip, is seeing higher volume buying, indicating a potential rebound towards 184 or 185.50.
So for MSFT, you're looking for a push towards 481.50, potentially 482.70. But with the broader market showing some decreased volume and consolidation, is there a risk these individual breakouts could fizzle if the overall market doesn't find a clear direction?
That's always a risk, and a very valid point. Sector strength and individual stock catalysts can sometimes decouple from the broader averages, but a weak market tape can definitely act as a headwind. That's why those stop-loss levels are critical. You want to participate in the strength but have a clear exit if the setup doesn't follow through, especially if broader market participation wanes further.
Good point. Now, what about anticipation setups? These are stocks that might be coiling for a move. What's on that radar?
Palantir, PLTR, is showing strong bullish signals with steady incremental closing values and increasing volumes. Support around $134.76, looking for a test of $136.58, maybe even $137. IBM is another, with slow but consistent price increases, suggesting a potential near-term breakout towards $282 or $283. Arm Holdings, ticker ARM, also has positive closing patterns and high volumes, hinting at a push towards $139 or $140.
And Google? GOOG. Seeing signs of a reversal there?
Yes, GOOG is showing signs of a reversal, supported by consistent closing price improvements and significant volume. Support is around $176.50 to $176.70, with potential targets at $178, $178.50, and even $179. Credit Acceptance Corp, CACC, is another one in the financial sector that looks ready for a bullish run, potentially towards $504 or $505.
Interesting. So plenty of individual names to watch, both for continuation and anticipation plays. Let's do a quick run-through of some notable analyst actions. Any upgrades that caught your eye?
Datadog, DDOG, was upgraded to outperform at Wolfe Research with a $150 target. Tapestry TPR got an upgrade to buy at TD Cowen, target $100. And TransAlta, TAC, upgraded to buy at Jefferies.
And on the downgrade side?
Americold Realty, cold, downgraded to neutral. CF Industries, CF, to peer perform. Conagra Brands, CAG, was hit with an underperform from BofA Securities, target $20. And Ouster, OUST, saw a couple of downgrades to hold and neutral.
Any interesting new initiations?
Quite a few. SoFi Technologies, SoFi, initiated with an overweight at Stevens, target $20. Modine, MOD, started with an overweight at KeyBank, target $125. Celsius Holdings, CELH, and Monster Beverage, MNST, both resumed with buys at Stifel. And QXO, a newer name, initiated with an outperform at Robert W. Baird, target $32.
Lots of action there. So wrapping things up for Thursday, June 12th, and looking ahead to Friday, what are the key trader takeaways?
The market environment seems cautiously optimistic, as we discussed. It's really hinging on potential external catalysts for a definitive direction. That cooler PPI data and the jump in continuing claims are definitely fueling those rate cut hopes for September. Tech and utilities led, while communication services and industrials lagged. Oracle was the standout star.
And the wave rider analysis points to SPY and QQQ consolidating with decreasing volume, while VXX shows some investor apprehension. Sector-wise, energy and healthcare have been resilient, but there's some rotation out of broader tech and communication services.
Exactly. Swing traders should probably focus on those tech and healthcare names showing volume-backed momentum, like MSFT, CRWD, and ONC. Watch key support levels for entries. It might be prudent to avoid discretionary and materials sectors until that tariff-related uncertainty clears up. And, of course, use stops to manage risk, especially with some profit-taking pressure and moderate selling volume observed.
And that University of Michigan consumer sentiment data on Friday will be key. Any shift there could influence near-term market direction, especially after the focus on PPI and jobless claims.
Absolutely. The market is very data-dependent right now, so stay nimble. Watch those key levels on the indices and individual stocks, and be mindful of the macro headlines, particularly around trade and geopolitics.
Excellent. That gives us a lot to watch for tomorrow. Thanks for the insights. And for our listeners, that's a wrap for Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Have a great trading day.